I'm Carol Hills with The World, as in our world, Earth. But if you had the opportunity to leave this planet for another, would you go? What if you could never come back? Maggie Liu would do it. She's in the running for a chance to go on a pioneering mission to Mars. The competition, and yes, the reality show that goes with it, is being sponsored by a Dutch nonprofit called Mars One. They say they're going to raise billions to start their first human colony on Mars. And this week, Liu found out she's among 100 candidates chosen to train and compete for the next 10 years for a coveted spot in that colony.
There's going to be three aspects of training. The first aspect will be group training. So we'll be put into groups with potentially people that we'll be spending the rest of our lives with and seeing how well we get on with them, how well we can work as a team. We'll also undergo technical training to acquire all the skills that won't be available to us whilst we're on Mars. Things like medicine and dentistry, being able to repair the ship and grow our own food. And lastly, the element which I think will be most challenging will be the personal training. So we'll have to live in isolated conditions. And Mars One have planned isolation simulation posts in the Arctic and the desert. When we leave the simulation posts, we'll have to put on the full Mars suit, the gear, and we'll have to live with time delays when communicating with people on Earth.
It all sounds very dramatic, but do you really think this is going to happen? The goal is 2025, having people up there. It just seems like kind of a big publicity stunt.
I think this is inevitably going to happen. All the technology to get to Mars is there. Even if Mars One doesn't do it, they've inspired many companies to take initiative on the space race, basically. Elon Musk has proposed a mission to Mars.
He's the head of SpaceX, as we know.
He's the head of SpaceX. And NASA have just done some tests with their Orion mission. So that's going to be a manned mission to Mars, also return, but in 2034. So whether or not Mars One will do it is a question. But whether mankind will do it is undoubtedly going to happen.
I'm curious how you first got interested in space.
I was interested in science since a very young age. But when you're young, when you say to people you want to be an astronaut, no one really takes you very seriously. Since then, I've been more on the road to become a rocket scientist. And a rocket scientist is just a really cool title for a job. So,
as we all say, it's not rocket science, but in your case, it is.
Yeah. So my undergraduate degree is in space science, and I'm currently doing an astrophysics PhD.
How do you plan the next 10 years if you really can't make permanent life choices like meeting somebody and getting married or deciding to have a baby or, you know, how do you sort of make plans when you know that you may be just going away forever?
Training will start this year, and that means most of my time will be spent with the other candidates of Mars One. So those are the people that I'm going to get to know the most. And if I fall in love with someone, it will probably be one of them. They'll become my new family.
What about your own family? I mean, isn't it hard to think about leaving them forever?
Actually, everyone's been really supportive. At times, I do feel slightly guilty, but everyone knows this is my dream.
What are the things from Earth that you'll miss the most if you end up going to Mars?
I think immediately I would miss a lot of things like clothing and makeup and food, lots of little things, I think. But in the long term, I know I'll miss being able to breathe the air, being able to go for a swim, being able to sunbathe in the rare summers that we get in England.
Astrophysics student Maggie Liu. She's one of 100 people competing for a chance to colonize Mars. Would you volunteer for a one-way ticket to the Red Planet? If so, tell us why at facebook.com/PRI the world.